This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our Wellness Wednesday program today with Dr. Tim Brown, who provides technical support and educational assistance to the Soy Plus and Soy Chlor sales team and to their customers. And Tim, thank you for joining us today here on Dairy Radio Now as we look at managing a negative DCAD pre-fresh program for dairy cows. Why is urine pH testing so important?
Good question, and it's one that's asked quite often, Bill. A lot of questions are asked about urine pH testing. Why do we do it? How is it done? And we've got a good set of guidelines for that. Basically, what happens is that when we feed a negative DCAD diet to pre-fresh cows, and of course, our objective there is to improve their calcium status, but our metabolic short-term objective is to create a mild metabolic acidosis in that cow. Now, the kidneys of any animal, but the kidneys of the cow, are very vigilant protectors of the blood. So when we feed an anionic supplement like soy chlor, and we create this mild metabolic acidosis in the blood, all of a sudden the kidneys kick into gear and they start removing that acid from the blood. They're trying to restore the homeostasis that normally exists in that blood. So as the kidneys pull this excess acidity out of the blood, they're of course putting that into the urine to excrete it from the body. And in a way, the urine becomes an indirect and sometimes quite inexact estimator of the acid-base status of the cow.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Brown, who provides technical support and educational assistance to the Soy Plus and Soy Chlor sales team and their customers, and talking about urine pH testing. So, Tim, describe the relative ranges of urine pH.
Let's say when you walk out into a pen of cows, you collect urine samples from several cows. The physiological ranges can run anywhere from that normal alkalotic condition, which would be a pH of 8 or above, all the way down to something that we would consider extreme, possibly even death to the animal, and that would be down into the mid-4s on the pH scale. So that's one of the purposes of urine pH testing, is to help us kind of dial in our dose of anionic supplement, dial in the degree of DCAD that we're applying in this diet of these pre-fresh cows, and try to hit a pH range that has been identified as reflecting mild metabolic acidosis.
So, Tim, for the animal handler out there, how do you go about testing?
Some ability to restrain the cow sure helps a lot. And just take the back of your hand and stroke up and down on that region just below the vulva, down to the top of the rear udder where it attaches to the body wall. Quite often you can stimulate that cow to urinate. Now the next trick is to catch some of that sample. And I have found over time that it's quite easier to have a plastic measuring cup like you would use in the kitchen, maybe with a little handle on it, or a red Solo cup or something like that, that you can just stick into that urine stream and catch your sample. It's much easier than trying to stick your pH meter or your little pH testing strip into the urine stream. And then once you have that urine sample caught in your container, it's quite easy to either pour a little onto your pH meter probe or dip your dipstick down in it and get a nice reading that way.
Have you found in your experience that the testing has varied from cow to cow?
You know, people have become accustomed to any diagnostics, especially blood or urine diagnostics, being very constant, like your blood cholesterol or your blood glucose. But in terms of urine pH for cows, all consuming the same diet, all housed together, everything treated the same there, it might not be unusual for one of those cows to have a urine pH below 6, another one to have a urine pH above 8, and then the rest of them somewhere in the middle. So what I recommend people do is if they can get 4 or 5 samples like that, maybe throw out the high one, throw out the low one. And if that average is somewhere between 6 and 7, that's about as good as you need. Just getting it basically in the ballpark so that you can minimize the management that's required of the DCAD program, but still reap the majority of the noticeable benefits that come from a moderate DCAD program.
We're out of time, but to listen to more of Dr. Tim Brown's interview, head to DairyRadioNow.com. That's Dr. Tim Brown, who provides technical support and educational assistance to the Soy Plus and Soy Chlor team. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.